Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Good afternoon. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news at 5 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery store that is for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. It is 45 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A fight between two groups who knew each other escalated to a mass shooting last night in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Three people are dead and 15 others injured.
Officers arrived on the scene and began treating people immediately while trying to deal with the chaos of that situation. Bystanders, some of them had already started administering treatment.
Las Cruces Police Chief Jeremy Story, no arrests yet. After going into a Rome hospital 5 weeks ago with pneumonia, Pope Francis will be discharged back to the Vatican tomorrow, says one of his doctors, Sergio Alfieri.
The Holy Father, at the time of his admission to Gemelli Hospital, presented an acute respiratory failure due to polymicrobial infection, viruses, bacteria, and mycetes.
Mycoses are fungus infections. The wife of former Massachusetts governor and Democratic presidential candidate Michael Dukakis, Kitty Dukakis, has died, says her son. She was 88. This is ABC News. Thousands of passengers remain stuck by delays and cancellations from yesterday's power outage at London's Heathrow Airport. The British government has ordered an investigation into what it calls the country's energy resilience after the electrical substation fire to see if any upgrades are needed for security. The U.S. Coast Guard and other agencies searching for three people, an adult and two minors, missing after their boat capsized yesterday near Goat Island on the St. Johns River in Jacksonville, Florida. City Fire and Rescue Department Captain Eric Prosswimmer.
We have recovered the boat, and it was flipped. We flipped it back over, and it was towed back to the dock. And FWC is doing their investigation on it now.
Those are fish and wildlife officials. Four people who were on top of the overturned boat were rescued by a Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Marine unit. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Attention peanut butter lovers. That includes most of us. Take your peanut butter to the next level with fresh, all-natural peanut butter made in-house at Whitaker's Market. We have four options available. All natural, organic, honey roasted, and almond butter. Each one is very fresh and very tasty. Just one more reason to shop at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's news update is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight calls for a low of 33, cloudy and breezy, with a 50% chance of scattered light rain late. It could be mixed with some wet snow or sleet. A low of 33 overnight. Sunday, breezy with occasional rain showers and a high of 47. Sunday night, 28 with scattered snow showers and gusty winds Monday with a high of 44. Right now, south winds are at 2. It is currently after a daytime high of 46, 44 degrees.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its February of 2025 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, highlighting a promising improvement in sales during the off-peak season while continuing to see the market struggle to keep up with an excess of demand. In February, compared to the same month in 2024, Wisconsin home sales increased 7%, more than three times the rate of growth in January. Additionally, the median price increased to $304,900, which is a 10.9% increase over the 12 months. Overall, the sales and median prices in February reinforce that competition for buyers is high and the market favors sellers. Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants for the Dane County Circuit Court, Branch 8. The appointment will fill a vacancy being created by Judge Frank D. Remington's retirement, effective May 3rd. The new judge will complete a term ending July 31st of 2026. To apply, email a completed application form and supporting materials to govjudicialappointments@wisconsin.gov. Applications must be submitted by 5 o'clock Monday evening, March 31st. The application can be found on the Apply to Serve page on Governor Evers' website at evers.wi.gov. Applicants with questions about the judicial selection process may contact the Governor's Office of Legal Counsel at 608-266-1212. Stephen Avery personally sent a letter to the Wisconsin Supreme Court asking for a new trial last week. He said he was the victim of a setup and it has to be fixed now. The state's highest court rejected the petition because the 62-year-old Avery has an attorney and does not have hybrid representation where he and the lawyer both present arguments to the court. The appeal by Avery's attorney is pending with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Avery is serving a life sentence for the 2005 death of Teresa Halbach. That case gained notoriety with Netflix's docuseries Making a Murderer. Avery maintains his innocence. All of his appeals so far have been denied. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminds students to apply now for the next Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. Applications will be accepted through May 31st. The goals of the council are to highlight agricultural-related careers, share resources available for farmers, provide insight in agricultural policy development, and increase networking opportunities for students. The council meets virtually each month of the school year to listen to presentations, engage in discussions, and connect with professionals across the agriculture industry. DADCAP seeks to have 15 members on the council from across the state. Students will be seniors during the 25-26 school year, should apply. To apply, students need to complete an electronic application, including a brief essay and one-minute video explaining their current involvement in agriculture and their future goals. Members serve a 1 year on the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council term and receive a certificate at the end of the term. To learn more and access the application, visit agyouthcouncilwi.gov. The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation is hosting its annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament on Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The cost to bowl is $15 per person. Two shifts will be held at 11 and at 1:30. To register, call Greg Kinney at 608-537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl and Banquet at 608-375-2200. There will also be raffles and a silent auction. Proceeds raised from the bowling tournament support classroom projects in the Riverdale District. The Kickapoo Area Schools Drama Club is again presenting Peter Pan tonight at 7 o'clock in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. This two-act play brings to life the magical story of the boy who never grew up, with all your favorite characters from Peter and Wendy to Captain Hook and Tinkerbell. Cost of admission, $5 for adults, $3 for students and seniors, and free for children 5 and under. Come and rediscover the magic of childhood, adventure, and flying through the stars at the Kickapoo Area School's Drama Club's presentation of Peter Pan tonight, with the curtain going up at 7 o'clock. The Farmer Angel Network has announced a special book club series featuring the new book, Land Rich, Cash Poor, My Family's Hope and the Untold Story of the Disappearing American Farmer by award-winning journalist Brian Reisinger. The series will include three sessions, each held on consecutive Mondays from 6 to 7:30 at the Sauk Prairie Healthcare Hospital and virtually. March 24th will focus on the challenges of family farming. March 31st will focus on the future of family farming. And April 7th will feature a Q&A with author Brian Reisinger with his parents, Jim and Jean, who are Sauk County family farmers. Registration is required. Book pickup and event details will be shared upon registration. To register, visit farmerangelnetwork.com/events or email farmerangelnetwork@gmail.com. A reminder, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County offers a free support group for individuals diagnosed with either early-stage dementia or mild cognitive impairment. The support group provides an opportunity to learn more about your diagnosis and share your experiences with others on a similar journey. The support group will meet the last Monday of the month at 10 o'clock at the McIntosh Memorial Library Conference Room in Viroqua. To learn more, call Teresa at 608-637-5201. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza slash landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Mo.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
Here are today's vital statistics. Jody Kanoy Harris, 80, of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 11 until the time of the service at 1. Judy Kanoy Harris, 80, of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Tuesday from 9 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain. Jamie Lynn Harris, 68, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Jamie Lynn Harris, 68, of Lone Rock.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we are looking at some unsettled weather now over the next 24 to 36 hours, thanks to a low-pressure system currently in the Dakotas. That'll track east right across Wisconsin Sunday and into Sunday night. Already some winter weather advisories and warnings have been posted for most of the northeast half of Wisconsin, where sizable amounts of ice and wet snow are expected, maybe up to 8 inches of snow, up toward Anago, Crandon, and up toward Florence as well. Otherwise, around here, mostly rain. We could see a good quarter inch or even a half inch off to the east. Also, a small amount of snow is possible, especially later tomorrow. Also, some gusty winds coming in around this weather system. Things will quiet down for Monday into Tuesday, just a couple of weak weather systems in the mid part of the week. Then a stronger system coming in toward next weekend should bring us some warmer air once again and possibly a soaking rain either Friday or into early Saturday. That forecast for tonight, turning cloudy and breezy with a good chance of scattered light rain well after midnight, could be mixed with a touch of wet snow or sleet, low at 33, southeast wind around 15. Breezy tomorrow with occasional rain showers, high up to 47, southeast wind turning southwest, gusting up over 25 miles an hour. Sunday night, breezy and chilly with scattered snow showers, mainly ending by midnight, low in the upper 20s. Monday, some early day clouds and gusty winds, then clearing up nicely for the afternoon, high at 44. For Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy, 30% chance of some sprinkles and flurries, high 47. Wednesday, partly sunny, fairly nice, with a high of 50. Thursday, partly sunny and mild, with a few isolated light rain showers possible, high 54. And by Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy and warmer, scattered showers and becoming more numerous by evening, with a high near 61. Have a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 44 at WRCO. Today's daytime high was 46. 56 yesterday's high with a trace of precipitation. The morning low today was 23. Record high set in 2012 at 78. Record low 5 degrees below zero in 1883. Last year's high was 35 and the low 28. Sunset will occur at 7:16 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 7 o'clock straight up tomorrow morning. Right now, the winds from the southwest around 3 miles per hour, barometer at 30.31. No precipitation today, and it's 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Calling all cattle producers. This Sunday at 1 p.m. is Red Fest in Bloomington, Wisconsin. With 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 Red Angus females, Red Fest has the genetics to power your operation. Come walk through the cattle this weekend and register right now with Cattle USA or DV Auction so you are ready to bid. For more info, visit redfestsale.com and check out the full sale catalog. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet, LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Track meets are going on across the area indoors, of course. UW Lacrosse, the site today of the Cashton Invitational. Team results for the girls: Bangor was the top team, followed by Westby. Kickapoo Lafarge took third. Cochran Fountain City fourth, and Cadott was fifth. Boscobel was ninth overall. Among the boys' teams, Edgar, the top team, Luther, number two. Kickapoo Lafarge was third. Arcadia fourth. Brookwood fifth. Bangor sixth. DeSoto seventh. North Crawford and Boscobel tied for eighth among the 21 teams that were involved. Now, that was the small school area. They did begin the larger schools meet at UW Lacrosse this afternoon at 3:30. Today at the State Boys Basketball Tournament, Cochran Fountain City captured the Division 5 title with a 60-54 win over Sheboygan Lutheran. Bonduel and Aquinas met in the D4 title game, and it was all Aquinas from the start, 74-45. Aquinas takes a championship home to Lacrosse. The number 13 Wisconsin Badgers and number 17 BYU Cougars square off in the NCAA tournament second round. Tonight's meeting, the first of the season between the teams. Wisconsin is 16-8 against the Big Ten. BYU 15-7 against their Big 12 opponents. It's going to be a tough one. Coming up, tip-off time 6:45 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Here's Badgers coach Greg Gard.
We were able to establish the paint early, I felt was important, and take advantage of things in there. But give them credit. Every time we were starting to bust it open, you know, we get it to 11, they'd hit a three. We got it to 7, they hit a three. Then we were finally able to pull away, you know, in the back half, the second half. But, you know, happy to be moving on. I think we can play even better.
Coach Greg Gard, who credited his team with the ability to dig deep, and that first win is a great one to get out of the way with the nerves, especially in the tournament. Elsewhere in tournament action today, a bracket buster. Arkansas knocks off St. John's 75-66, and it was Purdue over McNeese State by a final of 76-62. Aliyah Nye scored 23, and Zay Green added 22 to lead 5th-seeded Alabama to an 81-67 victory over 12th seed Green Bay in the women's tournament. The Crimson Tide ended Green Bay's 22-game winning streak and now advances to the second round to face either Maryland or Norfolk State coming up on Monday. Wisconsin forward Casey O'Brien has been named the winner of the 2025 Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award as the top player in women's NCAA Division I hockey. The award was announced today as a part of the NCAA's Women's Frozen Four. She is the sixth player from the school to win the award. O'Brien is by far the nation's leading scorer with 88 points on 26 goals and 62 assists through her first 40 games of the season. The 23-year-old from Milton, Massachusetts, has led the Badgers to a third consecutive trip to the championship game. She and Wisconsin are one win away from their third title in 5 years. The Kansas City Royals have confirmed they have acquired outfielder Mark Canha from the Milwaukee Brewers. The Royals will send a player to be named later or cash to the Brewers for the 36-year-old Canha, who had also had the opportunity to play first base during his career. He was with the Brewers on a minor league deal and had the right to opt out of his contract today. He was 2-for-23 this spring. Canha made his major league debut with Oakland in 2015, his first of 7 seasons with the A's. He has also played for the Mets, Detroit, and San Francisco. The Bucks get back to action this evening. They'll play at Sacramento. That is a 9 o'clock tip-off time in the NBA. That's an update on Saturday sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
It is 45 degrees at WRCO. We hope you're having a great day. Our Retro Saturday continues on WRCO with tonight's edition of the Backtrackin' Show coming up next.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. Tonight, we'll be going back to the waning days of March, and we'll figure out what some of the top songs were, some of the top stories as well, during the Backtrackin' era of the 70s and 80s. We kick it off this time with a song that was number one this weekend in 1989. For the Bangles, this is Eternal Flame.
Eternal flame. 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Daryl Hall and John Oates, a relatively new group on the scene, or duo, in 1977 with a number one song called Rich Girl. The Backtrack and Show here on WRCO Radio. Fill me with you as our Retro Saturday continues. Leading up to Those Were the Days, this is our pregame show for our Saturday night get-together. We jump ahead in the time tunnel 1 year to 1978. And the Brothers Gibb were dominating the pop charts in a run that rivaled the Beatles in their heyday. This weekend, the Bee Gees accounted for 4 of the top 5 singles. The tune Night Fever was number 1. Little Brother Andy's Love is Thicker Than Water was number 2. And fellow Australian Samantha Sang's Emotion would go gold. That was written by the Brothers Gibb, and the hits just kept on coming. Yvonne Elliman soon reached the top spot with another Gibb song, If I Can't Have You. And come summertime, Frankie Valli joined the party with the Bee Gees' written song, Grease. It was a decade since they had started with a song called New York Mining Disaster 1941. And their next album, called Spirits Having Flown, would score 3 more chart-topping hits. We're going to play for you the number one song this weekend in 1978. It belonged to, yes, you guessed it, the Bee Gees from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. This is Night Fever.
She knows her mind.
BG's and WRCO Radio. How about we give little brother Andy some props as well? The number two record in 1978 this weekend.
Backtracking WRCO.
Backtracking songs with a slice of the chart from 1978. Andy Gibb, a lot of folks always thought he was in the Bee Gees and just did some solo records, but no, never officially in the trio of the Bee Gees, but put out a lot of great records in the late 70s and 1980s on WRCO Radio.
Dad, are we there yet? I wonder what went through my dad's head when I asked that question so many years ago. Think about it, Tim. If we were there, I would have stopped driving. Hello? Are we there yet? There's an anticipation exploding from that question. We imagine images of what is waiting for us when we reach our destination. What will we see? Who will be there to greet us? What kind of adventures will we have? The question also implies that we know we haven't arrived yet. We could settle for what we've experienced already and be okay, but we have this inner sense that there must be more. If we stop driving forward, we will never experience what is meant to be. The Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Are we there yet? No, but someday we will be. So keep driving on. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV.
Yeah. With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
16 away from 6 o'clock. Those were today's program beginning after 6 tonight with plenty of requests and trivia and some good fun. Right now we're at 44 degrees. Not a bad day for March today. And the music continues as we go back to the 70s and 80s and some headliners. This guy had a lot of hits and wrote a lot of his own songs, but two of his biggest were not written by Bobby Goldsboro. In fact, it was Bobby Russell writing a couple of songs for him and even Mac Davis.
I know you did a great job recording other people's songs, but the biggest hits, I think, mostly were the ones that you wrote, weren't they?
Probably 90% of the things that I've recorded over the years in, like, I guess 30 albums, probably 90% of them were songs I wrote, but Watching Scotty Grow, which Mac Davis wrote Watching Scotty Grow. All the rest of them were mine.
He sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. BRLFQ spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your driving picture show. Stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, biding my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box. That's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane. I got my own rainbow. And we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on daddy's shoulders off to bed. Old sleepyhead, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. A teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
Backtrack and flashback with Bobby Goldsboro, one that was doing well this week in 1971.
Later on tonight, we'll be featuring 1977 during our Those Were the Days get-together. This was on the chart that year for Olivia Newton-John. We hope you're ready to dance. We go back to the year of 1975, when a trio was making a big comeback. In the early 1960s, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells had a couple of minor hits, but they would have their biggest hit in 1975, just weeks after Mardi Gras. We take you to New Orleans with a number one from 75.
Backtracking! WRCO!
Go. Hey, hey, get it. coucher avec moi ce soir.
Spotlight Dance from the movie Footloose, and that song from Kenny Loggins was number one this weekend in 1984, and that helped him be known as the Soundtrack King. He had at least three number ones from soundtracks through the years, but the Footloose soundtrack was not like any other at that time. It was the soundtrack described as the soundtrack of the entire decade of the 1980s, and quite a phenomenon it is. So we'll play one more from that soundtrack as we leave you with this portion of the Backtracking Show, and it's this week, See If You Remember, from a lady that had a hit called Personally, which was out a couple of years before that. We're going to play this one from the Footloose soundtrack from Carla Bonoff. It's called Somebody's Eyes.
No, this-